Boris Johnson raised a few eyebrows on this programme 24 hours ago when he suggested to Michelle that there's no reason to worry too much about the Northern Ireland border after Brexit, because, after all, there's no border between London boroughs and it all works perfectly well. Well, that's not quite the view they're taking at the European Commission headquarters in Brussels. They're about to publish a draft of the treaty that will spell out the terms of Britain's departure from the EU, and the status of the border between the north and south of Ireland is the really contentious bit at stake. Many here believe, is the very future of the Good Friday Agreement, which brought peace to Northern Ireland 20 years ago. The central question is whether there should be a hard border or not. The British government says not. Brussels says maybe. Well, let's hear from the former Brexit minister here, David Jones, who's with me in the studio, and Carol de Hoot, who is a former European Commissioner for Trade. Let's come to you first, if I may, Mr. de Hoot. What's happening, it appears, is that the European Union, Brussels, is putting a huge amount of pressure on Britain to agree, in essence, as part of the deal, the exit deal, that Northern Ireland stays in the customs union. That's what's happening, isn't it?
I wouldn't call it like that. Brussels, we haven't seen the text yet, but what they are saying, to my understanding, is that the only way not to have a border is that there is an alignment of Northern Ireland with the EU legislation, the existing one and the forthcoming one. If not, that there is no other solution than to have a border. And of course, when you then look at the basic understanding that there would be no new regulation. Regulatory barriers, developing between the UK mainland and Northern Ireland, it means that, in fact, you are saying exactly the same about UK mainland, that you can only have no border between Northern Ireland and Ireland proper unless there is a complete regulatory alignment. And the only way to get there is, of course, to have a customs union.
Mm. But you must know, your colleagues in former colleagues in Brussels must know that the effect of that would be disastrous for this country in all sorts of ways, for the Northern Ireland peace agreement.
Yeah, but what Brussels is saying, look, if you want to do this, this is the right way to do it. There were two other proposals by London, and there they have said, or they will say, look, make us a proposal how this would work, because we simply don't know how it would work. There were three proposals by London. This one, makes a number of problems, and where you could say, look, we will see at the end of the road whether it can work or not. And two other ones, and there they say, look, we are not going to develop this because we simply don't know how to develop this. Make us a proposal how it could work. Mm. It's also a little bit too easy for Great Britain to say, look, you have to find a solution for this. Now, they have to find a solution for this, and in all honesty, I think it's extremely difficult unless there is an alignment.
David Jones, he has a point there, doesn't he? Because, after all, it's we who chose to leave the European Union. It is we, therefore, who should be putting the proposals.
Well, I'm sure that we will be doing that. And as you know, the Prime Minister...
Not much time left.
Well, the Prime Minister's making a speech on Friday of this week, in which, of course, the British case will be fleshed out. But the proposal that I understand is going to be coming from the European Union today is completely unacceptable. What is proposed is that we should remain... that Northern Ireland should remain part of the customs union. It should effectively be part of the single market and should, I understand, remain subject to the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice, and that effectively amounts to an annexure of Northern Ireland by the European Union.
In other words, you're saying the European Community is annexing a part of the United Kingdom.
That's what it would amount to, because there would be such a different arrangement between the rest of the UK and Northern Ireland that effectively Northern Ireland would be part of the EU, and that, of course, is completely unacceptable, because not only to the British government, but to the mass of the Northern Irish people.
And therefore the effect of that on the Northern Ireland peace process, if we're still to call it that, would be what?
Well, I think that it would be pretty catastrophic, and I think that the European Union, in actually proposing this, is behaving wholly irresponsibly. The Belfast Agreement was won very, very hard. We've had a peace now for many years as a consequence of that, and in fact, the joint report that was published only in December acknowledged that the Belfast Agreement must be preserved. It appears to me that this negotiating position action by the European Union is trying to undo that, and that is extremely worrying.
But in the absence of anything firm from this country, they have to come up with something. There has to be an exit agreement before we can move on to the next stage of the process.
I think that's true, and I think that one of the things that we should remember in discussing this is that this is a first draft of a document, and therefore it is the opening salvo, if you like, from the European Union in terms of its negotiating position. We will see. We'll hear more this week from the Prime Minister as to the British position, but I'm sure that both sides want to work towards a compromise.
Mr. De Groot, you were going to say?
Well, no, but what I wanted to say is that this is not an opening salvo from Brussels. I mean, this is not fair to say it like that. What Brussels says is, look, if you really want to do this, we have been looking at this, and the only way to do this is through alignment. If you have another solution, please come up with it. Because for Brussels, I mean, for the whole of the European Union, the Good Friday agreements are of the utmost importance. But what Great Britain is asking Brussels is something that cannot be solved unless there is an alignment. And so we are asking Great Britain, give us another solution, come up with it. I mean, we are willing to do it, but give us a possibility to do so, because all the proposals that come from Britain are mutually incompatible, you know. I mean, it's very easy to say, look, this should happen, but then come forward with a practical proposal how to do it.
That's a fair point, isn't it, Mr. Jones?
Well, yes, it is. And, of course, as I say, the Prime Minister on Friday will be fleshing out the British position. But, of course, the joint report in December did canvass a number of solutions to this. I think that the European Union has to understand that what is now proposing is going to be wholly unacceptable, both to the Northern Irish people as a whole and also to the British government. And therefore, frankly, they're living in fantasy land if they think that this is something that we will ever accept.
And if we get to that stage, Mr. De Groot, where we cannot, the two sides simply cannot agree, what happens then?
I don't know, because it's not the only problem. I mean, the same with the proposals that have been made with respect to a kind of Canada trade agreement, where you have three baskets where you would have an alignment, for example, for pharmaceuticals, for aviation, maybe for cars, I don't know, then where you had partially alignment, and then where you would be totally free. And the president of the European Commission, of the European Council, excuse me, has already called this pure illusion. Now there is also a discussion on Gibraltar. We are nowhere in this whole discussion, and I think it's high time that London realizes that if we want to get somewhere before the end of this year, because that's what we are really talking about, that we should really now get to business and come with proposals and negotiate, because we are nowhere. We are simply nowhere. I mean, we are at a very high pace going to the cliff edge. That's where we are going now.
The cliff edge, Mr. Jones.
Well, I think things would be a lot easier if the European Union recognised that the best way to resolve this problem is to agree a free trade agreement, which is something that the British government has been pressing for now for well over 12 months. The problem is that the EU won't talk about the free trade agreement until these preliminary issues have been resolved. If, in fact, we had a free trade arrangement, then, of course, issues such as the border and so on would be resolved. But I think that the EU has got to understand, and I'm interested to hear what Mr. De Groot has to say, that if we don't come to that sort of agreement, then there may well be a cliff edge, but it will be the European Union that's caused the problem. And I do think that it's about time that they came to terms with the fact that we're leaving the European Union. And after we've left the European Union, we will be their biggest export market. We will have to have a free trade agreement or a trading agreement of some sort. For goodness sake, let's talk about that now.
And the other another point to put to you, Mr. Hoot, is that the Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has been talking this morning, and he said that the border issue, the Northern Ireland border issue, is being used to try and keep Britain in a customs union with the European Union and frustrate Brexit. In other words, keep us in the union. That's what it is at the heart of it, is what he is suggesting.
Is this a question to me?
Yes.
Well, you have, in fact, three possibilities, I believe. Either you have a Norway solution. That's probably the best one for your country. The second one is a customs union, and I think you're heading there, whatever Mr. Johnson may think or say. And the third one is a trade agreement, but then you will have to come forward with other proposals, and just to say we're going to split this in three baskets, which is about eating three cakes at a time, you know. So this is completely unrealistic. On top of the fact that there is not enough time to discuss all this. And I really think, I mean, that's up to him, of course, but I think it's high time that Boris Johnson starts looking at what are the real problems of Brexit, you know.
Isn't the real danger here, Mr. Jones, that we will end up with nothing and we will have a hard exit and that's it?
Well, that's not something that the British government wants. The British government wants a free trade arrangement.
Well, that's what we're saying, but we're heading, because we're not offering serious alternatives, the way we're heading may lead us with the situation where we are going to find ourselves next year, next spring, with no deal.
I think that what we have to understand and what the EU has to understand is that we cannot be in a position where a substantial part of British territory is effectively governed by a foreign administration subject to the jurisdiction of a foreign court. That is not acceptable, and as I say, it's fantasy for the European Union to think that that will ever be acceptable to the British government.
David Jones and Carol de Groot, thank you both very much.